You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Stephen Morris on the line. He's founder and CEO over at Matter Consulting. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Thrilled to be here.
Oh, man, so I'm excited to get into today's topic. So how we can evolve during a crisis and otherwise, that both professionally, personally, and in business. I mean, these are huge topics, and a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives listening, so I know you're going to help a lot of people. But before we get into that, let's get a little bit further into what you're doing over at Matter Consulting. Tell us a little bit more about the business, please.
Yeah, the work that I do, Adam, and then for your audience here is I work with leaders of organizations that are at the apex of change. And I tend to work with them to help them define and mine their most deeply held beliefs and then infuse them into the culture of their organization and ultimately to the outside world, and we call that brand. So I've worked with and had the honor to work with more than 3,000 business leaders and 250 global and national brands since 1994. And really what I do is I help to evolve brands and build what I call beautiful businesses. And I have an upcoming book that will be published later this year called The Beautiful Business.
Oh, man, that's awesome. And we're going to have to you're going to have to ping me when that comes out. Happy to bring you back on the show to talk about that once it's live. We'll do a whole episode on it. Love to introduce my audience to authors and their books. So great stuff there. Let's switch it up a bit, Steve. I want to get into today's topic, so how we can evolve during a crisis and otherwise. I mean, we've talked about this a little bit in the pre-show, and we're talking about you're coming at it from different angles. So whether people want to evolve personally, professionally, or in business, I mean, where do you want to start with that one?
Yeah, it's such a juicy topic, and you know, we're recording this in a time of a crisis, but you know, we all go through crises, both individually, sometimes as a business leader, we're going to hit the wall, or you know, our market erodes, or our leadership team, we lose a key member, and then we got to figure out which way is up and what is next for us. And so, you know, Darwin talked a lot about you know, his theories of evolution. And, you know, the evolvability, as I call it, is our ability to adapt and respond to change in the face of adversity. And so we're going to hit adversity as part and parcel to how we live life. And certainly any business leader who's going to be faced with, you know, growing their business, they're going to be trying to figure out, how do I take it to the next level? And so when we think about our own evolvability, we have to think about, well, what is the adversity that I'm facing right now? And how can I best face that adversity so that I can not just react to a situation, but actually adapt and grow from it? And we all know that human growth is, and this is obviously true with business growth, it's part of what makes us thrive as both species and as a business. So it's my belief that our ability to adapt and respond, which then goes into our deeply held beliefs, are the things that we double down on and can accelerate us into the next trajectory of where we're at.
So I know this is going to vary from client to client, organization to organization. Of course, there's many different reasons for this, but I know like you've been doing this for a long time. So what do you find are some of the common themes of, let's just say, shortcomings or opportunity areas or doing it wrong, or however we want to word that so that it's correct, but to where people kind of fail on that path to adapting?
Yeah, I think, one of the things that people fail is when they're mimicking other people. So, you know, when a leadership team or even an individual were faced with, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do next, and this could be either an individual crisis or a business crisis, they tend to look around and look for examples of, well, how did this person do it and how did that person do it? And that can be an incredibly helpful thing to learn how other people process things. But I also find it quite a dangerous thing too, because what might be powerful for you, Adam, might be different for me. And so I actually encourage people to while you can look around and study how other people evolve, and maybe, you know, you can go into history and study how Abraham Lincoln evolved through his trajectory in life and things of that nature. I think it's more important to dig down deep into your own most deeply held beliefs, such as your passions, your purpose, your core values in life. And really, in that time of crisis or in that time of change and evolvability, really double down on what those things are driving you towards so you can head in the right direction. There's the saying that goes that, you know, be careful in life that you don't climb a ladder that's leaning up against the wrong wall. And sometimes that wrong wall might be somebody else's path.
No, I love it. I love it. I love when somebody is really, and I think this word is, has kind of taken new meaning nowadays, the whole idea of being authentic, especially when you talk about your brand and other things, not just in business. It's just it's even when we talk about being authentic and the type of life you want to build for yourself. I mean, I feel like people have a lot more room nowadays to grow and to really lead the life and kind of go down the path they want to than I would argue any ever before.
Oh, absolutely. It's you know, the way we navigate our way through life is to be much more fully attuned to who we are. And I think, you know, if you look around to some of the most powerful people that we know, and this, you could search your own memory for the people that you respect most, they're likely people who are incredibly authentic to who they are in life. And they don't really make compromises on how they show up in the world. And I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned from an emulation, not so much of the model of who they end up becoming, but of the process of how they become into who they become. And it is that manner of being fully and completely yourself, which I think is one of the hardest things to do in life, and probably one of the hardest things to do in a business too, as a business leader thinks about their brand position or their stance out in the world. They have invariably this thing called competition. So we're always comparing ourselves to other people, to other businesses that are out there. But at the end of the day, really what matters most is how you compare to your own measure of success and what matters most to you.
So, Steve, final question. So two-part question. So part one. A lot of business owners, entrepreneurs listening to this right now, executives. Part one of the question, what are the right types of clients and or people that you like working with over at Matter Consulting, part one? And part two, what's the best way for those people to reach out to you?
Oh, yeah. Great. Okay. So most of the people that reach out to me are businesses or business leaders who are facing some type of apex of change. And I've worked with business leaders in all kinds of industries across the globe, and that includes, you know, consumer products, consumer electronics, education, business to business, et cetera, et cetera. And business sizes vary from global Fortune 100s to, you know, the regional Southern California nonprofit organizations. But when you're faced with that question of where do I go next? How do I take my business to the next level? That's when people tend to reach out to me. And the best way to reach out to me is to find me at my website. There's loads of free information up there and downloadable resources. And that website is matterco.co, MATTERCO.CO. And so you can find me there. And like I said, there's free downloadable resources, thousands of articles that I give out for free. And you can sign up for my newsletter there that I send out usually once a week.
And that's awesome. Well, hey, Steve, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background, what you're up to, and also how people can evolve during crises and just otherwise, just how they can really help navigate through their life. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. I mean, love to engage and interact with you over in the YouTube community. And Steve, thanks again for coming on the show.